I've actually been there before. People I talk to there seem to be lukewarm about the idea. And there aren't many other American territories large enough to justify becoming full-fledged states. George says that he's been to Puerto Rico before, and he's talked to people there, but they seem to be lukewarm about the idea. And lukewarm means not enthusiastic or not interested in something. And if you're talking about a liquid, if you're talking about like maybe coffee or something, it means only slightly warm. So if you use lukewarm to describe something, it's not very pleasant. So you're not very interested in having that. So people in Puerto Rico are not very interested in becoming a state. And Martha says, and there aren't many other American territories large enough to justify becoming full-fledged states. And justify means to give a good reason or to be a good reason for something. And full-fledged means having attained complete status or total or complete. So Martha says, other than Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., other American territories don't have a large enough population to have a good reason to become actual states.
George, 他就说呢, I've actually been there before. 我有去过那里。 People I talk to there seem to be lukewarm about the idea. 就是说呢, 波多黎各那边的人就是似乎对这个想法有点不以为意。 Lukewarm 在这边是一个形容词, 在这个句子里面就是有没有热情的或者是不感兴趣的。 但是如果这个字呢, 如果用在咖啡上面, 它其实也可以当作是微热的意思。 Martha呢, 他就说, And there aren't many other American territories large enough to justify becoming full-fledged state. 就说呢，除了这除此之外呢， 也没有就是其他的美国的领土可以大到可以合理化成为一个全权的州。 Justify 在这边是一个动词， 就是合理化证明的意思。 那 full-fledged 在这边是一个形容词， 就是有完整的或者是全权的意思。
Not yet anyway. Remember, the U.S. used to be only 13 colonies, which are still represented by the flag's 13 red and white stripes. It sounds like you're ready for your test. George says not yet anyway, so there aren't currently any other territories that are likely to become states. But he says, remember that the U.S. used to be only 13 colonies. And a colony is a country or area controlled politically by a more powerful country that is often far away. And in this case, the U.S. used to be a British colony, and there used to be 13 of them. And these are represented by the flag's 13 red and white stripes. And Martha says that it sounds like you're ready for your test. So it sounds like George is ready to take his U.S. citizenship test.
George, 他就说 not yet anyway, 就是总之还没。 Remember, the U.S. used to be only 13 colonies. 就说呢, 要记得美国其实以前只有13个殖民地。 那这边的 colony 就是殖民地的意思, 代表说就是美国之前以前其实是英国的殖民地, 那当时就是有13个殖民地。 Which are still represented by the flag's 13 red and white stripes. 就是说呢, 在美国的国旗上面呢, 仍然有13条红白的条纹, 这13条红白条纹就是代表着当时的13个殖民地。 Martha就说呢, It sounds like you are ready for your test. 就说听起来你好像已经准备好你的考试了。